Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, May 26th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale. Today, LA supervisors assign an inspector general to investigate nursing homes, questions about an outbreak at a local meatpacking facility, the role of corporate landlords in economic recovery, and some changes to the way you'll give birth. Last week, in partnership with the New York Times, Jackie Fortier reported on how people of color make up a disproportionate number of people who are being infected at care facilities around the county. Now, the LA Board of Supervisors is bringing on an inspector general to investigate.
Well, we published a story last week with the New York Times where we found that Black and Latino nursing homes are twice as likely to have a coronavirus outbreak. Today, two of the LA Board of Supervisors quoted that article when they were debating the creation of a new inspector general for nursing homes. The motion passed, so by July, this new inspector general will be in charge of diagnosing really the regulatory problems with nursing homes and making recommendations on how the county, at least, can try to fix them. Hundreds of nursing home residents and workers have died due to COVID-19. And even though the death rate is going down, the board really zeroed in on wanting stricter rules for nursing homes in the future.
Like other meatpacking facilities across the country, the Farmer John plant in Vernon, which manufactures the iconic Dodger dog, has had an outbreak of COVID-19 cases, with 24 new cases reported over the past week. And the cause is unclear. Here's Jacob Margolis with the latest.
Yeah, so it seems as if there are 153 confirmed cases of COVID-19 at the Farmer John facility in Vernon that had not been reported prior to us last week. Since then, you know, I couldn't get LA County Public Health to confirm it prior to then. And since then, they've come out and said, hey, these numbers are growing and we're going to start investigating. As far as we can tell, Farmer John has put in extensive precautions for workers, plexiglass separations, masks handed out daily. But still, the nature of meatpacking plants is that workers are close together doing manual labor, breathing all over each other. And so cases are still climbing. It's unclear whether there's new clusters of outbreaks or it's due to just increased testing, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Next, as Aaron Mendelson reports, California politicians are concerned about the role corporate landlords could play during the economic recovery. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, so this all goes back to the Great Recession as homes over California were being foreclosed on. Many of them were bought up by Wall Street-backed corporate landlords. This was true, especially in LA, and particularly in areas of LA County with more Black residents. Now we're seeing California politicians saying they want to avoid a repeat of what happened in 2008 because the conditions are ripe for further expansion of these corporate landlords. So what are they proposing? We've seen some support a right for community groups to purchase properties facing default. A U.S. representative from Riverside is talking about limiting the size of real estate investment groups to maybe 200 homes at a maximum. But the experts say these trends are going to be very tough to reverse.
And finally, the pandemic is forcing hospitals in LA County to modify many of their common medical procedures. And childbirth is no exception. Here's Mariana Dale on what you can expect if you've got a baby on the way.
Many hospitals are limiting delivery rooms to one support person. So that means other people that would help birthing people, like doulas, have switched to actually coaching their clients while they give birth on the phone or even FaceTime. As of mid-May, LA County had reported 134 pregnant people had tested positive for COVID-19. But of the 24 infants tested at birth, none had the virus. But some of the consequences of the pandemic could be more psychological. Researchers at the University of Southern California are already seeing in surveys of pregnant people and their partners that there are more signs of depression and anxiety than there were in pre-COVID times, and they're still looking for people to share their experiences.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during these uncertain times. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.